Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back. So a couple of big decisions yesterday coming out of the Supreme Court. Well, I shouldn't say coming out of the Supreme Court. There was a decision made by the Supreme Court yesterday. There's going to be a hearing in the Supreme Court on another big issue today, and that's going to be whether or not this law goes into effect banning TikTok in the United States unless they divest. Jessica Rosenthal is covering that for Fox News Radio this morning. Jessica, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, it appears to me that all of the courts up until now, correct me if I'm wrong, have agreed to back this law, correct?
Yes. Well, when Congress does something, largely the Supreme Court, that's a heavy, heavy bar to get passed. Because as we all know, the Supreme Court says we're in the business of interpreting law.
Right.
And so when Congress says, you know, we all want this, that's a big burden. But we do have precedent, right? And that we're going to be hearing about this throughout the day and probably in court, right? The one of the most recent precedents we have backs what you just said, right? That the government has a lot of power in deciding national security issues. They are making the case that the TikTok, in the way that it exists now, presents a national security issue. And when Justice Elena Kagan was Solicitor General in 2010, she argued for a government law that said that restricted speech because of who the government had determined was a terrorist organization or an individual. And Justice Roberts wrote for the majority in that case in 2010. Quote, the government, when seeking to prevent imminent harms in the context of international affairs and national security, is not required to conclusively link all the pieces in the puzzle before we grant weight to its conclusions, siding with the government there.
Yeah.
So we've heard from Justice Kagan there and Justice Roberts here in the recent past. Now, on the other side, as you know, TikTok is saying this is a free speech issue because essentially what you're forcing us to do is sell our own product. And if we don't, you're going to ban the speech of the people on this platform. They, you know, on that side of the ledger, there's a reference to very old court precedent from the 60s. At least that's one of the cases that we're hearing talked about in terms of precedent, in which the Supreme Court concluded that Americans should get to hear from the marketplace of ideas.
Yeah.
That a lot of speech should be allowed, even speech we don't like, right? The government is saying, well, that's not a really good argument, TikTok, because this is not just a company owning a social media platform based in any old country. It's China. Mm-hmm. And we can throw intelligence officials at you. We can bring out the evidence and the data that China is a different sort of entity that we're dealing with here. And that they are adversarial in many ways.
It'll,
we'll hear that.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, because as this deadline gets closer, because that this is now a platform where people go to monetize their content. People are making, yes. I would imagine, millions of dollars from posting, yes. on TikTok. I mean, even Donald Trump has said he has a warm spot for TikTok, because didn't he use that as part of his campaign strategy along with other candidates as well, knowing that they could,
right.
reach out to a lot of these younger voters through TikTok?
So your point is extremely important, right? Because we're having this legal argument, right? But it doesn't happen in a vacuum. Real people are affected by this. And you're right. President-elect Trump has said, he had said years ago when he was president that he wanted a TikTok ban. Now,
right.
he's saying, well, hold on a second. let's reconsider this. And his attorneys filed paperwork with the Supreme Court saying, why don't you guys just kick this back? Give me time as president-elect, soon to be president, to negotiate something new. I will share with you, we spoke to Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, this past week for our Fox News Rundown podcast. And he says he and billionaire Frank McCourt are ready to buy TikTok, even without the algorithm, because that's the sticking point, right? That ByteDance says they're not selling the algorithm. And O'Leary says, fine. Sell it to me. Sell it to us. We're ready to go. Frank's got the tech stack. I've got the people. And we want the Supreme Court to know, and they put out a press release this week saying it, that they're ready and willing to buy. They've got a letter of intent. And he said that's extremely important, because they don't want anybody before the court today to say, well, there's not even a buyer.
Yes.
O'Leary says, we're the buyer. We're ready to go. So his ideal situation is that President Biden, as the current executive, sees the way the court's going, ahead of January 19th, even if there's not a ruling yet, and says, you know what, let's give a stay of execution here for 90 days. If you will negotiate in good faith, you've got 90 days to figure it out. So I will stay the law taking effect January 19th if you think you can get this done. That's his dream goal.
So Jessica, do we have an idea? Or is it expected they would rule on this then sometime before,
yes.
the 19th?
Yeah, that is very possible. And
okay.
as you and I and everybody listening knows, that is highly unusual.
Yes.
To have a quit. But because of the deadline, because so many people are affected, because we're changing administrations, I think there's this full court press sort of to get some sort of decision out of the court early on. It doesn't mean they have to.
Yes.
The justices could take their time and say, you know what, we'll get back to you in July. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I think we're going to have some decision on this more imminently.
Jessica Rosenthal, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. Appreciate, good to get her on here. I think maybe that ship has already sailed in terms of security damage to the United States, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.